Democrats spend Burger campaigned with lawmaker who seeks to jail parents for not affirming child's gender identity. By Brecken Eftis on October 14, 2022. Representative Abigail Spanberger, DVA, campaigned with a Virginia state delegate who seeks felony charges for parents who do not affirm their child's stated gender identity. Representative Jennifer Wexton, DVA, endorsed the same lawmaker for the Virginia House of Delegates. As Breitbart News reported, Virginia State Del. Elizabeth Guzman plans to introduce legislation that would change the definition of child abuse to include parents who are not willing to affirm their child's stated gender identity or sexual orientation. Parents who do not conform to the gender ideology would have Child Protective Services, CPS, called on them. On October 11, Spanberger, however, was campaigning with Guzman along with Senator Tim Kaine, DVA, in Prince William County, Virginia. Spanberger, whose seat is vulnerable this cycle, recently accepted the endorsement of Guzman, saying in a July Twitter post, "At Guzman for Virginia is a tireless leader in the Virginia House of Delegates. I am proud to have Delegate Guzman's support for my campaign." Spanberger, however, said she does not support Guzman's bill, telling Breitbart News, "I don't support this legislation, and it does not have a path forward in the General Assembly. It's unclear how this proposed legislation intends to actually help transgender children and their families, which is what we should focus on." Wexton, who is in a less vulnerable seat but still one the Republican Party is targeting this cycle, endorsed Guzman for the House of Delegates. She did not respond to Breitbart News's request for comment. Guzman's bill comes as a response to Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's model policies on the treatment of transgender students. "That's how everybody gets involved," she told ABC 7 News of the functionality of her bill. "There's also an investigation in place that is not only from a social worker, but there's also a police investigation before we make the decision that there is going to be a CPS charge. We know that CPS charge could harm your employment, could harm their education, because nowadays many people do a CPS database search before offering employment," she continued. "It's educating parents because the law tells you the do's and don'ts. So this law is telling you do not abuse your children because they are LGBTQ." Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.